Welcome to Side Hustle City, and thanks for joining us. Our goal is to help you connect to real people who found success turning their side hustle into a main hustle. And we hope you can too. I'm Adam Kaler. I'm joined by Kyle Stevie, my co-host. Let's get started. All right, guys, welcome back. Another episode of the Side Hustle City podcast. And I have my trusty co-host, Kyle Stevie, remote today. Where are you at, Kyle?
I'm way up here in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
We're at this lake that's like 3,200 feet elevation. Yeah, this is Appalachia, buddy.
Well, at least you got
lake
internet.
Mountain Hollow. It's really pretty, though.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
And then our guest today.
Otherwise, Luke, just went to drive an hour into town.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got Luke Vanderveer with us today. Luke, welcome to the show.
Hey, appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.
Yeah. So Luke was, we were chatting a little bit before the show here. You've tried a lot of different things in the digital marketing space and a lot of actually some of the stuff that we talk about on the show. We've had some experts come in who are finding a lot of success with things like affiliate marketing, you know, selling on Amazon, Facebook advertising, and some of those things you've tried, but you kind of found a niche doing something else. Explain what you're doing now.
Yeah, so I'm doing some lead generation for local business owners, kind of high level overview of it, essentially identifying a profitable market, just a particular niche, profitable market somewhere in the States, although technically you could do it anywhere. Build a website to take advantage of it, get that website to the top of Google so it starts producing leads, and then rent those leads out to a business owner in return for a monthly payment.
Interesting. So what's your background? Talk a little bit about, you're in New York, right? And you were working in HR and at a big, I guess, Fortune 500 company, Fortune 100.
Yeah, completely unrelated, huh? I went to school for marketing and management, got an MBA in human resources and information systems, took a job at General Electric straight out of school. And I was working there as a benefits analyst, making 45 grand a year.
Wait, in New York, you're making 45 grand a year?
Yeah, it was. And upstate New York.
Oh, you're upstate. Okay.
Right out of school.
Good. Okay. You're that's better.
Yeah. Not the city. Not the city. That's severely underpaid.
Yeah.
No.
Awesome. So how did that transition happen? Like what made you kind of sick and tired of that 9 to 5? Cause I mean, Kyle and I, we sit here and we'll complain about 9 to 5 all the time. For some people it's fine. You know, for some people that's what they want, man. They want the security, just go in, freaking, you know, phone it in for 8 hours, you know, go home, hang out with the kids, watch a little TV, go to sleep, do it all over again until you're 65. Like that's not for me. It doesn't sound like it was for you either.
No, not at all. It didn't take long. I was, everybody was telling me, oh, what a prestigious company. Oh, great position. And it's great people, a great company, no doubt about that. But the idea of working the same type of job, that 9 to 5 or 8 to 6, whatever it happens to be, for 45 to 50 years, and then potentially having the ability to retire, I wasn't a fan of that. So I was immediately looking for a way out. And like you mentioned, I tried a lot of stuff, eBay and drop shipping, MLM, all kinds of different things to try to get out.
Wow. So are you, this is a weird, this is an interesting niche. So are you an SEO? I mean, would you consider yourself an SEO, I guess?
Yeah. I'm an SEO. I've used the skill set a little bit differently than how most people would use it.
Because if I'm an SEO, I mean, I work for an agency, right? I'm just doing, you know, optimization on page, maybe off page SEO for clients, or, you know, maybe I decide to run my own agency and I'm managing paid ads for, you know, whoever it is on Facebook and Google. Maybe that's part of my job, but you're like, hey, what do I need the client for? Like, what do I need to come up with these strategies for a specific client for? Why don't I just go out, find a niche that's popular right now in a local market? So I'm guessing maybe Kyle and I are coming up with this idea for a dump trailer business, right? We saw, you know, we're trying out side hustles so that we can tell people how much money they make and how they work out. So Kyle, you want to tell them a little bit about our dump trailer business? We tell everybody on every show. Our audience probably knows all about this already.
Yeah, eventually somebody's going to take it from us. But we've got the legal name in the state of Kentucky. Now, basically, it's just going to be, we've got the property in Covington to house it. We're only got two to, like, as our beta project. And then we got Adam, who's a digital marketing whiz for the website. We have contracted with a guy who does this for a living out of a different city to give us their operation, like to buy basically the operations for it, so that we know like the checklist, we know the insurance, we know how to, you know, smoothly organize everything so that we don't have to have that trial and error period. And we've even got the marketing on the TV commercial side. So we just got to get it moving. But that's basically what it's going to be. It's just, we're going to house them and people are going to come in and we're going to be competing with, I guess, Lowe's and local area, a couple of local guys around here, and just come in, hitch up, and then come bring it back in the shape you found it.
So we've never done a business
but our
like
name is.
Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
But our name is what's going to really help with our Google searches, and it's Take a Dump Trailer. Like, that's the funniest name in the history of dump trailers.
People remember.
I think that's what's going to make. I mean, even if people think the name's even if they think it's sophomoric and it's not, you know, it's just, it's got, I hate this, guys. How can you name a business that they'll always remember it when they need to remodel their basement or they need mulch or whatever it is? That, oh, let's just go with the Take a Dump guys.
So Luke,
that's what we're going for.
Yeah, we were looking at YouTube videos of different people who are successful with little side businesses. This guy down in Georgia, he just bought himself five dump trailers. He's built up to five dump trailers, and these things are like $6,000 to $10,000 a piece. But the guy's making $50,000 a year gross off of each one of these dump trailers.
Right.
So I mean, you could take that money and invest it in real estate. You're not gonna make $250,000 a year off of rents, off of, you know, $50,000 investment. So we were thinking, hey, why don't we try this, see if it works out? But you would be the type of guy, because, you know, we have no experience in, you know, selling dump trailers, right? I mean, and a lot of people who are running these types of businesses, they don't have a lot of digital marketing experience. So if Kyle and I were like, hey, Luke, we're here in Cincinnati, you wouldn't necessarily take us on, but you're going out there and you may find the same thing we find. You may say, hey, these dump trailer things, like, I'm going to create a dump trailer website, and then I'm going to go find a service provider in the Cincinnati area who's selling dump trailers, and I'm going to build a dope website with awesome SEO on it and then sell it to them every month to get leads.
Exactly. That's how I do it. Not going to work for the client. I'm going to own that asset and I'm going to rent it to them as long as they want it. And when they don't want it anymore, if that day ever comes, there's another person who will take it, because every business needs customers to survive. It's the lifeblood.
So what are some of the successful markets that you found, and what are some of the successful niches that you've come across?
Oh man. So they're all over the place. Actually, dumpster rental is a great one. So I've done that in a few places in the country. One of them was in Albany, New York. You know, 90,000 people, tons and tons of calls just from one simple website. But I like to stick with blue collar. Anything where, you know, it's a phone driven business, some kind of contractor, something goes wrong, you call the person. It works best with those kind of businesses because it's easier to convince somebody to, you know, fill out a simple quote form on the website or call in than to convince somebody to get off their butt and come into a location. Right. So I try to stick with stuff where you're calling the contractor for a service. But I mean, dumpster rental is a great one. I've done limos, pest control, tree services. One of my favorites is excavation. Super, super high ticket, but the sales cycle is relatively fast. So you get paid on it quickly. And that's a quick site that I could flip, because as soon as it ranks, I send those leads to the customer. The guy's going to close a couple of those in a day or two.
Do your customers know about the website, or are you just strictly sending them the leads?
In general, I'm typically just sending them the leads. If they ask me about the website, maybe I'll, you know, tell them a little bit about it. You know, and occasionally some of the companies have just said, you know, the way we want to handle this is we'd like to kind of co-brand your site, which I'm cool with. But it's really up to just what you and the company decide. But most people don't care. They just want the leads.
Have you ever had anybody just say, look, I just want to buy the site off of you?
I have. I've only sold it once, though. And honestly, I think it was a mistake just because it's worth too much money. If you... I'll tell you the exact site. Well, I can't share the exact site because we have a contract for this that I can't share this, but I can share the niche. I built a concrete site in Florida, and it was for one of the larger cities. That site, I was renting it out to the business owner at $1,000 a month. And some people might say, oh, $1,000 is a lot of money, but that site was pulling in 30 to 40 grand of profit per month for that contractor. Whoa. So really I was significantly undercharging.
Yeah. Big time.
But I was happy because it was one of the first ones they did. So I was like, hey, not a big deal. That person, after a few months of paying, they were like, hey, what if I just paid you a one-time fee for the site? Just buy it outright. And at the time I was like, yeah, sure. Cash influx. I could use it to build out other stuff. Why not? So we agreed to 20 grand, which I was pumped. That's like, what, a year and a half of payments on the site.
How long did it take you to build it? How long did it take you to build it for 20 grand?
The site took about 2 hours to build and then maybe another 20 hours split up over like 90 days to get it ranked.
Hey, it's not bad.
So it wasn't a huge investment on my part.
$1,000 an hour. It's decent money.
You know, so at the time I thought, you know, awesome idea, but now looking at it 6 years later, I mean, to date, what is that? 12 grand a year times, what is that? $72,000 it would have made. So, oh,
wow. You know, yeah.
52 grand loss if we're looking at it long term.
Wow. Yeah. So what is your goal with this? So, I mean, I get the business. I understand the business. I understand what you're doing and how you're making money. How do you help others right now? Like how do you help others break away from their 9-to-5? Is it, you're going to help them if they want to do some kind of contractor type company, or they're trying to do some blue collar type thing, you can help them generate leads, or are you teaching people how to do this specifically?
So I'm teaching people how to do this specifically, but it can technically help both, right? Because the SEO skill set allows you to follow this rank and rent type model where you build a site, rent it out, and just use that source of income to quit your job. Or you could use it on your own business, right? You're the contractor, really any type of business. You could generate the leads for yourself. But the person I obviously relate to the most is the person who wants to quit their job, because I loved walking out of mine, and I would love to help other people do the same. So I got a lot of students that I've coached to do that, just how to find these opportunities, how to build the site, how to get it to the top, and how to charge the business owner so that, you know, it's a recurring payment on auto charge through a payment processor like Stripe or Square. And then you don't have to do much, because honestly, the maintenance is low, which is where, you know, your time freedom comes in. If you're sitting at the top of Google for your site, you don't have to do much. The leads just keep coming in as long as the site's sitting there, which means my time is now free, but I'm still getting paid.
Interesting. And honestly, the skills people learn from this, I mean, I own a marketing advertising agency. Everybody's listened to the podcast more than once knows that. And, you know, SEO is a skill that, once you have it, you could pretty much do anything, even if this wasn't the thing for them, but you were able to teach them how to get websites to rank. They could go and live in Bali and do, you know, SEO work for anybody is a side hustle.
Sure.
It's not just for what you're teaching, but I understand the target for this. And I feel like I get solicited from people that say, hey, we're so-and-so, we do SEO and we can help you generate leads. Is that like are there more than, I mean, you're not the only person obviously doing this. Do you ever run into other people? Are there big companies out there that you compete with?
Sure. Home Advisor and Thumbtack follow a similar model. They just don't use it quite the same. So, you know, for the people who aren't familiar, you can go on Home Advisor and Thumbtack to hire contractors for any kind of work you need done, you know, around the house, a business, whatever. You fill out what you need, they hook you up with a contractor. Those gigantic companies use lead generation sites to get their leads, right? So they're using the same type of model. They're just taking those leads and selling them individually to multiple contractors, whereas I'm choosing to sell all the leads directly to one contractor, almost as an exclusive contract.
and they could dominate their market, as opposed to, and I've done this before because we have a contracting company. We have rental properties for the last 15 years. And I'm like, hey, why don't we, you know, I know people who do this stuff. Like, you know, maybe 10 years ago, I was thinking, oh, it'd be a great idea to resell our services. So, to other, you know, landlords and things like that. And I contacted Home Advisor, I believe. And I think it was, they send these leads to you and then two other people, everybody sends in their bid and then the customer determines which one they want to hire.
Right. And the problem with that is that they're shared leads. So the customer now gets bombarded with multiple calls from different contractors. And because they're getting all these calls from different people at the same time, the contractor doesn't really get a chance to differentiate themselves. So they're reliant on price. So everybody just price cuts to try to get the job. And then you end up with a not so great lead. And the customer is just not that happy because they've been called 25 times by all these different people.
Sure. Sure. And it's an app. So they have a platform. They have a place that everybody can kind of come and, you know, that's what they market. But secretly behind the scenes, they're essentially doing what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. They got to get the leads from somewhere. They'll either work out a deal with other people who are generating leads, you know, sell them the leads at a lower fee so they can mark it up and sell it on their site, or they just build the site themselves.
This is awesome. I'm actually super interested in this. I mean, it's adjacent to what I do already anyway. And it would be pretty easy for me to jump into something like this. What kind of a learning curve, though, for someone who's not familiar with digital marketing, has never had to do any SEO in their life? You know, what's the ramp up time to learn what you're doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't really need any kind of technical knowledge with the way I teach it. I use a drag and drop website builder. You don't have to know anything about code. You know, some of the people I've coached, like, don't even have a Facebook or have never used any of this stuff. You know, you're still going to need some information though. That's the piece. It's a lot of SEO knowledge just to get started. And it's a lot to try to figure out on your own, because if you're just trying to look it up with YouTube videos and sift through, how do you know what works and what doesn't?
Right. Right. Because they're teaching you broadly what SEO does and how to use it. Right. And, you know, it's not necessarily very like a niche thing for local SEO, because local SEO is like a completely different thing. And that's what mainly you're doing here, I'm guessing, for these folks.
Right. Right. So with a proper course that goes through all this and coaching like we have, you could be up to speed. I've seen people do things as fast as a month to a few months. And obviously it's going to depend on how quickly you make it through the videos and whether you're plugging into the coaching.
Kyle, it sounded like you wanted to bring something up there.
I did. I was asking about the course, but he hit it. So it's fun. It's fun. It's very interesting though. I really like the localized SEO approach, because like for the blue collar stuff he's talking about, most of those guys don't have franchises, and they're not like Starter Pro Painters. They don't have franchises in Indianapolis and then in Nashville and then in Denver. It's, you know, it's your area and you need to get as many leads as you possibly can just in your small little, whatever, 8 zip code range or whatever you're trying to service.
But also if I'm, you know, if it's me and Kyle and we have a business that we want to do, blue collar type business, right? You come down, you rent a trailer, we drop it off at your house, whatever. We could take your course, and instead of like building websites and reselling them and all that, we could just do it for ourselves.
Exactly. Why pay for, you know, Google ads and Facebook ads and all these paid methods when you can invest one time, get your site to the top, and then just reap the benefits long term?
Yeah, they've got enough money. I invest in both of those companies, and my idea was, okay, well, hopefully I make enough money off their stock to pay for my Facebook ads.
Right.
They'll pay me back, hopefully, but not everybody's in that position. So, but Luke, this is really interesting. So talk a little bit more about your course. I mean, what made you, I mean, you sound like you're killing it with this stuff. I mean, you could sit around, I mean, if it only takes you 20 hours, I mean, that was your first one. I mean, you're probably down to what, 10 hours now, getting one of these things up and running, maybe even less. I mean, you could do this one of these a week. And if you find a customer that's willing to pay you $2,000-$3,000, I mean, you could kill it.
Oh, for sure. It's just, I got lucky with the first one. So they're not all going to be that easy. That was pure luck. I can admit that. It's going to depend heavily on the niche you pick and what market it's in, right? So if off just the top of your head, most people think of the most common niches, right? They're going to say, oh, roofing, that's a great one, tons of money. And then they'll go for some big city. But for example, I'm in New York City right now. If you did New York City roofing, that's going to take you a minimum of 6 months and a lot of work to get number one. You could do it, but it's going to take a ton of work. So I would rather go somewhere like, you know, Albany, New York, 60 to 90,000 people, and knock out one of those markets, because I could do maybe five or six websites in the time it would take me to do one New York City roofing.
Makes a lot of sense.
Right. So it's a lot of research. So that's a heavy piece I have in the course, and something that I have to coach a lot on is just choosing what I call low hanging fruit, right? A niche that's high value. It's got a quick sales cycle, and it's something that we can probably rank in, you know, 90 days to 4 months versus taking a year to do it, just because there's less competition. Because if you're going into those, you know, contractor niche, blue collar type stuff, generally these people don't have as much marketing experience. A lot of them are not paying for a marketing company's help, right? Some of them are mom and pop shops, or it's a family thing. So a lot of them will not have the same experience. So when somebody comes out of, you know, a course with the type of knowledge that I pass on or that I have, you're ahead of 99% of the other business owners out there. So it gives you a significant advantage if you choose the right market.
That makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, one of the challenges in a place like Cincinnati is, you know, our city is in three states, essentially. So you've got Northern Kentucky. And then in Northern Kentucky, right across the river from downtown Cincinnati, is three counties with, I don't know, 20 different cities inside of those counties. So, because they're very small, like Covington is probably the biggest city. Newport's probably the second biggest city. Then you got Ludlow, all right across the river from downtown Cincinnati. So my business, I own a co-working space. It's in Covington, Kentucky. But when you do a search for co-working spaces in Cincinnati, like this is technically Cincinnati. Like this is, I mean, right across the river, right? Nobody does a search for co-working spaces in Covington, Kentucky. They do a search for co-working spaces in Cincinnati. So they're not going to find me, because when they look at the Google map just shows Cincinnati. Like it cuts off at the river. Like there are no search results for south of the river. So there's a challenge there, I think, in some of these cities, like Cincinnati would be one of them. But I've been other places, like, I mean, St. Louis, potentially, or Kansas City, where they're, you know, part of their city is in another state also. So how do you work around something like that?
There's a lot of different ways to do it. One of them is just to put up a Google listing in whatever area you're trying to go for, even if that's not your physical location, right? You can put up a service area business, generate leads for that area. And then when the person calls, you just direct them to wherever you want them to go. You know, the other option is you just build it right onto your website. So, you know, say you're targeting Covington and you want to hit Cincinnati, you could build out an entire new website for Cincinnati, or you could make Cincinnati just one page on your website and just focus entirely on that area so that that page shows up in the search results when people search that term.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense. So now in your course, how's it broken down? How's the course broken down? How do you explain things to people? Do you jump right into SEO, or how do you help them understand what this is? Because I know there's a lot of people out here who are sort of technical, right? They've been on the internet. Maybe they tried to build a Wix site one time or whatever, but how is this course broken down?
You know, I know how overwhelmed I felt trying to like figure this out on my own. So I purposely made it as simple as humanly possible. And I start with, you know, how to do the basics of even just creating business, how to get your LLC, how to get an EIN. Do we need a business bank account? What do we do with our taxes? All that stuff right into, you know, choosing a business name. Then we jump into all the foundational stuff about SEO. What's a domain name? What's hosting? How do we get this stuff? How do you do keyword research? How do you build a website? The Google listing. How do you get that anywhere you want in the country, even if that's not where you're physically located? And then we jump into ranking. How do you, you know, how do you build links to your website? What is a link? You know, how do you get to the top of the search results and stay there? And then finally, how do you reach out to the business owner and get them to pay you a monthly fee? Or maybe you don't want a monthly fee. Maybe you want a commission. How do you structure that? So all of that stuff is in there. And then it's literally everything to start from absolutely no knowledge to now you can create a business from scratch, you know, with a website in an hour and then start ranking it over the next month or two.
Wow. That's not bad. I mean, I think, Kyle, this sounds like something we would want to probably jump into just for the dump trailer business. Cause you know, we're kind of past the point where we, you know, people need the dump trailers right now. And plus we had COVID before that. So it kind of pushed it off, but now next spring, we're going to go, well, next winter, the end of winter, we're going to go out and buy these dump trailers. But I mean, we should start marketing this business well before we put those things into commission. So it sounds like maybe we should get started on that now. Get the thing going, right? Get it, you know, start figuring out how to get this thing ranked, or at least start building the engine, the components of it right now, so that when we go out and we buy these things, we turn that on day one, we're getting customers.
Yeah, I agree. Cause I think that, I mean, because of this podcast, that's the only way I even know what a SEO is. I would love to dive in more into it. Figure out how we would be like number one for Greater Cincinnati and eventually expand out elsewhere.
Exactly. So how do people find what you're doing? I mean, have you had clients, and I'm talking clients for your program? Is it like just cover, you know, all kinds of disciplines, like people from, you know, that have zero technical experience to people who are digital marketers already? Do you find success with any particular group, or is this set up that anybody can just kind of jump in and do their thing?
It's really anybody can jump in. We got people all over the map. We had a concrete contractor come in from Florida who's doing $25,000 a month from an 8-page website. We had a guy who's in the Air Force, active status. He hit $6,600 in 89 days. He had some previous experience, just wasn't getting any progress. Jumped in with us, 89 days. He's at $6,600 a month, switched from active to the reserves. And we got another guy who charters flights, and he also is a flight instructor. Lots of people with a lot of varied knowledge, but it doesn't have to be marketing. Like, none of these people have any kind of marketing background aside from a couple of them.
And these guys they understand the industry really that they're trying to target. Now the flight instructor guy, for example, is he doing this for his own business, or is he doing this where he's going into other cities and he's like, look, I've done this one time. Now I can go into Albany, New York and do this. I can go into Syracuse and do this. I can go into whatever. And he can bounce around different places and resell that same site.
Right. He's actually going all over the place. One of the things we teach in the training is just how to choose a niche. And you don't have to have any kind of major background knowledge, right? You could do a lot of this research on your own just by doing some simple Googling and, you know, following the criteria we give in the spreadsheets. You know, one of them is just to know how valuable something is in a particular market, like plumbing, for example. If I wanted to do plumbing in Albany, New York again, if I just Google, you know, plumbing average job cost in Albany, it's going to come up around $300. So I know that if I generate, you know, 10 calls for plumbing, that's around $3,000 in work that I'm generating for that customer or for that, that contractor, right? So it gives you an idea of how you can price and how valuable it could potentially be based on, you know, keyword volumes and how much a certain service is worth.
What would you say the average, and you can give me a range here, what's the average value of a lead?
So it's hard to say the average value of a lead just because it's all over the map with different niches in different cities. But the average value of a site, they rent out anywhere from $500 a month on the low end to $3,000 plus on the higher end.
Wow. Yeah. So if it's a lead for a new automobile, obviously that's going to be a little higher than, or, you know, we do work for a company that rents out cranes, and these, right, you know, these builders have these cranes for a long time, and it, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to rent one of those cranes. So yeah, sure. A lead on something like that could be, you know, $5,000, $10,000, something like that. So this is interesting. So Kyle, here's where my brain is going. We get the dump trailer business going. We do the lead gen website, right? We build it up. We become successful at this, but an alternative revenue stream that we could be getting outside of the dump trailer rental business is we could take our site essentially and then turn that into, you know, we could sell it to somebody in Nashville. We could sell it to somebody in Georgia. We could sell it to somebody in Alabama and to Michigan and whatever. That could be an additional revenue stream for us. And we could use our business as the case study.
I'm for it. I need money. Let's do it.
I need money. Let's do it. Well, hey, that's a great, what do you think, Luke? I mean, and then you could turn around and if you really wanted to, I mean, you could sell those websites. You could, you know, maybe expand that into like different marketing for some of these other dump trailer businesses if you wanted to. I mean, once you have that customer and you're getting them leads, they may actually come to you if you've got additional marketing services that you could sell them.
Oh, for sure. It happens all the time. You're generating leads for somebody. It's an amazing thing when you give somebody, you know, free leads. You build this site, you got the leads coming in, you send them some leads. They're like, wow, all these other marketers are just asking me for money. They're giving me nothing. This guy gave me all this free stuff in advance. It's an easy way to build credibility and trust. And then once they see, you know, how great you are and that you can actually deliver, they're like, hey, you know what? Can you fix my site? Hey, my buddy does this too. Can you do it for him? And you'd be amazed at how quickly it snowballs.
Luke, why are people still working 9-to-5 jobs?
I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out.
I mean, can you think of anything more painful than being an entrepreneur or somebody who has something to sell like what you have, right? At a 9-to-5 job. Like, is there anything more grueling?
You know, when I was back doing that, I just remember feeling so deflated and I'm sitting there like, I know I'm smart enough to do something else or I can figure something else out. If somebody just gives me the right path, I will put in the work. I just need to know what that path is.
That's it. I think a lot of people just don't know what to do. And the problem is one of the reasons I think they don't know what to do is because they're sitting at that 9-to-5 all day. They don't have time to research anything. You have to kind of be a hustler to say, look, this isn't going to be my life. After work, I'm going home. I'm going to get on YouTube, see what people are doing as side hustles. I'm going to investigate some of this other stuff. I'm going to like look at myself and the skills that I have and see if those translate into some sort of a side hustle that makes sense. Or what am I doing at my company? What are they selling? Could I compete with them potentially? Or like, there's so many things you can do, but you said it. You're defeated. Like you come home or you're deflated. You come home and you're like, I'm done. Like, I'm just going to veg out. I'm going to eat my, you know, Cheetos and I'm going to sit here and watch reruns of Friends and I'm going to wake up tomorrow and do it all over again. And hopefully by the time I'm 65, they'll give me a gold watch and I'll retire to Florida.
Hopefully.
Who knows? I mean, companies aren't loyal like they used to be. I mean, you know, our grandparents' generation, you sat there and you worked for 40 years for the same company and they gave you a pension afterwards and you got on a boat and you went down to the Keys and that's what you did, right? You can't, you know, nowadays a month before you retire, they fire you and then you don't get your pension.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy what's happened to people. And for whatever reason, I mean, this is the whole purpose of having this podcast is open people's eyes to things that real people are out here doing to make money and being creative. I mean, this is super creative. Like this is something, and I don't know if this was, I don't even know how you stumbled across this. If this was something you just kind of came up with, or if this is something that you saw other people doing, you're like, hey, I could do that too.
Yeah, no, I saw a YouTube video of a guy just standing, stereotypical as this sounds, person standing on the balcony of their mansion, just talking about, you know, how he had the money to buy this and that, you know, he was doing lead generation for local businesses. And I was like, that sounds brilliant. And I reached out to this guy and I paid him a lot of money to just teach me it. Just kind of like a one-on-one coaching thing. I was like, dude, just show me, I'll pay whatever you want. And, you know, I got a lot of the foundation. I still had to figure out a lot of stuff on my own just because there was a lot of holes in that kind of transfer of knowledge there. But worth it. Worth every penny. But trying to figure that out and just get it on my own because now I got
funny,
it now.
Yeah. I actually had the same conversation this morning at breakfast with somebody who started his own, I guess, kind of hedge fund. And he'd never done anything in banking before. He never thought he'd be a hedge fund manager before. He never thought he'd be doing real estate, like investing in real estate before. And he took a course and he figured it out. And the course, the person who started the course also had a brother who runs a law firm who was able to get all the paperwork and everything together. Like all this, I don't even know anything about starting a hedge fund. So, but he put all this paperwork and everything together, and then he found some advisors. I'm one of them. And he went out and he raised $20 million in like a year. And he invests in people who are investing in multifamily properties. So it's a debt and equity kind of thing. So he's getting 10% on the money. He's a hard money lender, essentially, is what it is. He gives them this money. They give him 10% back when they refi. But then also, after they refi, they give him up to 20% equity in the properties. So if you got a 200-unit apartment complex, you get your 10% back. And then on top of that, you've got money in these properties for 20, 30 years. And you're generating income from that for his fund. And then he redistributes that to his investors. He never done that. You know, he just took a course, figured out how to do it. The guy that was given the course connected him to the right people in order for him to get this thing up and running, legal being one of those things. And it sounded like that was one of the first steps you talk about in your course is, hey, how do you set this up? Is it going to be an LLC? Is it going to be a C corp? What are you going to do? But it sounds like you're going to help people like walk them through every step of the way in order to get this going, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to provide all the stuff that I didn't have, right? All those gaps and all those issues that I came across and all the money I guess it's not wasted, invested at this point, trying to figure stuff out. I've taken all that knowledge and distilled it into these videos where I'm explaining why you do something and then giving you the tactical, this is exactly how you do it. Over the shoulder, looking at my screen, click here, type this, do this.
See, what have we been doing all these years, Kyle?
Yeah, I did law school, raised kids, all the stuff that keeps you from getting wealthy.
Yeah.
Should have been watching YouTube videos of guys in mansions.
Who knew? Who knew that was the secret?
Who knew?
Yeah, well, Luke, that's awesome, man. So what's the name of your course? How do people find it?
Yeah, so it's digitalrealestatecoaching.com. And it, you know, I also have a free Facebook group where I've been training a lot of business owners on, you know, how to do this. I had a lot of ex-clients that asked me, you know, when I switched to this rank and rent model instead of working for them, they're like, okay, since, you know, we're not paying you any, or you're not getting paid from us anymore, can we take your course and just learn how to do this ourselves? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I threw up a free group. You know, feel free to connect with me on Facebook and I can get you in there. But yeah, for the webinar on Rank and Rent, it's digitalrealestatecoaching.com.
Digitalrealestatecoaching.com.
So what was that Facebook group again?
The Facebook group is called Seven Figure Contractors.
One more time, Digital Real Estate?
Yeah. So the webinar is digitalrealestatecoaching.com. The Facebook group is called Seven Figure Contractors. And you could find it right on my personal profile on Facebook. It's right in the banner.
Yeah, we'll definitely put the stuff in the show notes too for anybody who's interested in taking a look at this. I mean, this is something I've, you know, years ago we were thinking, man, what product could we sell that could just make a ton of money, right? And it sounds like, you know, I mean, you could do anything. You could create, you know, supplements or whatever, right? And have them, you know, made, bottled, shipped from China. I mean, anything. I mean, you could do anything from China anymore, right? And if you know SEO and you can help, you know, you can build a site that actually ranks. I mean, this isn't blue collar related. It's more selling an actual product related. But you could totally do that with this thing too. I mean, once you learn the SEO aspects of this stuff, you could pretty much, you could go off in a bunch of different places with it.
Yeah, you could take it pretty much anywhere you want. That's what's great about having the skill set. And even if you decided you didn't want to start your own business, you know, maybe that's not for you. You could take that same skill set and go work for a marketing company, right? Because now you have that SEO knowledge that they look for in the people they hire.
Exactly. And now affiliate marketing, right? We were talking a little bit about it before. You've tried a lot of other things. And, but I would say affiliates actually have a lot of power. If you could get into the right kind of affiliate network, and I know there's companies out there that will connect you into influencers, right? People on TikTok that get millions of views and you do product placements and things like that in there. Does what you do, have you tied in any kind of that affiliate marketing, influencer marketing into your SEO?
No. And it's simply because of time. I would much rather knock out the sites that I'm used to doing in the same few niches that I've chosen, that I could repeat the process in like, you know, 90 days and just get another site up and rented, than try to go for the affiliate marketing just to make big money while it's hot and then have it fade. I'm interested in that long-term residual income where I don't have to work for it and it's just going to keep coming in after I invest the time up front.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, if I was doing this as a side hustle, right? I'm a 9-to-5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing a side hustle. I take your course a year from now. What kind of money could I be making as a side hustle? And then 2 years from now, I quit my job. I'm doing this full time. What kind of money could I be making?
I mean, we've had people quit their job in, you know, 6 months or less, and people making six figures in a year. So, you know, it's really up to how you work, right? Are you going to go through the training, pop on all the coaching calls and, you know, ask questions when you have them? Or are you the shy person that kind of hangs back? The shy person that doesn't plug in is going to have slower results. They can still get results. It's just going to be slower. But, you know, if you want to crush the job, get out of it in 6 months, you could absolutely do that. You just got to go through the training this weekend, you know, pop onto the coaching calls on Tuesday night at 7 and keep doing that until you get your results.
Interesting. Well, I love this, Luke. I think it's really interesting. I think Kyle and I are definitely going to go through it and see what we can get out of it. And then I can report back to our side hustlers on our podcast here and let them know all about it. I mean, we try to do as many of these things as we possibly can. I mean, I own like 3 companies, so I'm trying to do all that at the same time, but I'm blessed because I'm at the point now where I can kind of delegate a lot of that stuff. So I do have some free time to try to, you know, try out some of these things. And, you know, honestly, your course ties directly into what I do anyway. So, I mean, I probably, just to be a responsible agency owner, I should probably learn some of the stuff you're doing anyway. So I'm going to do it. And I think it would also not only help my ad agency, but it'll also help our future dump trailer business, Kyle.
Obviously, it's not just going to help that. It's going to help if we want to take it anywhere else besides just a dump trailer. If we want to help local contractors around here with search engine optimization, we could do that as well.
Exactly.
We could be a leader for all these small construction guys that need a better digital marketing platform.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Well, awesome, man. Well, Luke, we love it, man. And I appreciate your time and your honesty about this and, you know, sharing what you've shared with us. And we'll definitely point people in the direction of your course, and we'll take it ourselves and see what we get out of it.
Hey, no, I appreciate the time, Adam. Kyle, thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you very much and good luck with everything.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Luke.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Side Hustle City. Well, you've heard from our guests. Now let's hear from you. Join our community on Facebook, Side Hustle City. It's a group where people share ideas, share their inspirational stories, and motivate each other to be successful and turn their side hustle into their main hustle. We'll see you there, and we'll see you next week on the show. Thank you. Oh,